Welcome back to the closet. I'm your host, Matt Roach, with my trusty co-host, Johnny Pena. What up, baby?
Hey, yo, what's going on, my people? Matt, how you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling great. Let me tell you why I'm feeling great. Last night, my Barry Sanders jersey just came in from Mitchell and Ness.
Ooh.
Man, I've been after that for a minute. It's always sold out. That thing restocked. Got that Labor Day discount. Oh, I haven't taken it off since. I have to take it off tonight because it's, you know, game five for the Celtics. But outside of that, I hadn't taken it off. It's great.
Okay. It's just, okay.
There's nothing like, I mean, I even think I'm Barry. I'm moving around. I'm trying to be nimble. Got that Barry Sanders energy. Whew. I tell you, I got so excited. I've wanted it for so long.
My man said Barry Sanders energy. I feel those vibes.
That man did not have knees. Has anybody ever watched the, not mixtapes, but just game highlights of him? He cuts on a dime full speed.
Yeah.
That's not human. You don't see LeBron James doing that. Not you don't yet. See Michael Jordan doing that.
Not at all.
Michael Jordan can fly. But man, nobody can cut like Barry Sanders. Maybe Walter Payton gets close. But man, Barry Sanders.
That man's an icon.
So yeah, so that's those are my vibes right now. I am just loving life. It doesn't take much for me to get amped right now. Like a couple pieces of cloth and I'm like stoked.
Okay. I mean clothing is always needed. I feel like I have any sneakerhead, I feel like, has more sneakers, obviously, than they do clothes.
At least I'm in that predicament. I still got the same jeans, and I keep talking about it almost every other episode. I got the same jeans from 2013 to now. Like, I think I've only added, like, two new pair of jeans in my collection, and that was new as, like, either 2 years or a year ago, so.
Oh, yeah, I keep jeans forever. I'm one of those people where I keep them until they just have holes in them. And then usually they become my outside jeans.
Oh, man.
For those non-city people, you know you got to have a pair of work jeans. But usually, I'm not going to lie, I like a heavier jean for when I'm outside. Like something like a Carhartt or, you know, an L.L. Bean or something you get in an Aria. I want something that can take a beating.
True.
So I usually have a thicker, I have a thick L.L. Bean pair that I usually use for when I'm doing projects outside. Originally I bought those because they were like winter jeans. When you're up in the, you know, East Coast, you know, shout out Chicago. I mean, we get some crazy winters. You gotta have those 14, 16 ounce jeans, that raw denim. You gotta have those. You at least gotta have a 12 to 14 ounce pair.
That's a fact.
You gotta have something thick. Not like you live out in Cali. You can get away with like paper thin jeans and still be comfortable year round.
My man is a paper cut thin jeans. I had a little thing back in high school where I thought these jeans fit me. I thought they looked good. And then people were just like, yo, why are your jeans so tight, brother? I'm like, oh man, time to retire these ASAP.
It's funny. So before I met my wife, I never owned a pair of skinny jeans. At all. Like, I was rocking pretty much dad jeans that looked terrible. Not dad jeans, but just straight fit. Like, not baggy. I mean, I did that in a long time ago, and there's a lot of people that probably can relate to this moment. Hit us up on social media, because I want to make sure I'm not alone. Who had that Carmelo Anthony jersey that was way too big? A pair of really baggy jeans. I had, what was it? Just like a oversized hoodie and then usually just a pair of kicks. Like, but back then I didn't have the heat I have now. So back then it was probably just a, you know, a pair of Hyper Dunks or, you know, whatever it was, a pair of, you know, Converses or just low air. I had a lot of Air Maxes as a kid.
I mean, if you think about it, like back then, like in the 99, 2000s coming up, like,
a 3XL white shirt, at least when I was down south, like a 3XL.
Those Foot Locker tees?
Yeah, like you had the,
Those were a thing.
I had like a belt with my initial on it. You always wanted to show off the belt, so the middle of the shirt was like tucked in behind your belt. Like that's how basketball players wore their jerseys too. They were always oversized. They were never fit like they are fit now. As you can see in the bubble, if you ever see them play, you see that they're like really tight and then loose at the bottom.
It's different now. It's so different now. I mean, even the stuff they play in is different. I mean, now they all wear compression sleeves down their legs, down their arms. I mean, essentially, they're wearing full body suits.
Exactly.
It's just science caught up. It's just better. Well, that's why people's careers, the longevity, it's just all there. That's
for
the
real.
I mean, these guys, you look at how long Jordan played. Well, Jordan played a while, but he took some time off. But like, use LeBron as an example. He's in what, year 17 going into year 18? He's exactly playing at prime level right now in the playoffs. Not many guys back then made it as far as he did and as healthy as he did. 17, 18 years, their bodies were just decaying. I mean, I think the only other guy that played at a high level for this amount of time was probably Karl Malone. But there was a lot of guys whose bodies...
Mailman, a.k.a. the Mailman.
Karl Malone, people sleep on Karl Malone. Karl Malone is one of the greatest power forwards to ever play. I will argue that with anybody. That man had, well, not, he also had probably the one of the greatest point guards of all time, too, in John Stockton. John Stockton is the all-time leader in assists, so clearly he was a good point guard. But the Mailman was, like, you watch old highlights of him, that man was epic. And he averaged like 25 and like 12 for like a career.
That's crazy.
I mean, he was insane. So, you know, shout out to the Mailman. I mean, he was not wearing hype. That man had no hype.
Nah, he was there to do a job, just like anybody else. When they go and clock into work, they're here to clock in, do their job, and clock out. And that's what he was about. Was there to?
No, that was Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan was just the guy who showed up in a polo. Hey guys, I'm here to do some accounting. He was the greatest boring player. But I feel like I can't go on that rant again, because let's be honest, I do that quite often.
Facts.
So the meat of this, what we need to talk about is we knew a lot of it kind of ahead of time, but Jordan Brand gave us the whole holiday lineup and they didn't miss a beat.
Okay.
So let's just dive right into that. We got to talk about that. You know, they also announced the 35, so, you know, we got to talk a little bit about that. But let's dive right into it. What are your initial thoughts?
I really haven't looked much into it, to be honest with you.
So let's just go through it live together. Let's just take a look at it. We'll go shoe by shoe and give our hot takes.
And you said it was a winter lineup?
Yeah, the holiday lineup. It just came out. So I'll start. So the first thing you got is, and I think this is probably going to be the most talked about, is the Mocha 1. Everybody loves the Mocha 1, and my assumption is it's mainly because of the Travis Scotts. So I'm assuming that is going to be the one that everybody wants.
Oh, now, that's correct.
Now, for me, I got to be honest, I have no desire to get those.
Okay.
I feel like what Travis's did, they were novel. They were their own thing. But I feel like people want that because they're salty they couldn't get a Travis.
True. I was salty I couldn't get my size, so I'm on the same
page. You got like a size 37. You got like Shaq sizes.
Nah, Shaq wears a 17. I got his son's size, a size 14.
How do you know what size his son wears?
Well, when you
that is some random knowledge.
I have a lot of random knowledge.
That is random knowledge.
It wasn't even random. It was just a guess. If he wears a size 14, I might go play the numbers real quick. I might win some money, man.
You said that with such confidence that I believed you. Like you said that with such confidence that I was like, okay, he knows. He knows what Sharif wears.
I can only sell milk to bottles, if that makes sense. Like you can bring sand to the beach. You can sell sand to a beach because
that was the worst analogy.
Yeah, no,
sell milk to bottles.
I'm trying to figure out like the short version of like I can't really negotiate or sell anything, you know what I mean? But
that's my job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're the beauty, I'm the brains.
That is true. That is true.
I at least had to, I mean, I was going to try to say I'm the beauty and the brains, but I had to give you something. Oh. But yeah, so these mochas, I mean, I'm okay with them. I have no qualms about them. I just personally won't be copying them. But I do like that they're kind of pushing the mocha and the brown a little bit more. I think it's one of those colorways that kind of gets slept on.
True.
And I think it's a perfect release for a fall winter, because brown is definitely a much more fall winter colorway. So I think the timing's perfect.
Yeah, I wouldn't see these mocha ones as being like one of those ones that are like pure white. It has that kind of like dirty white to it. You know what I mean? Like you've worn it a couple times and now the white isn't as crispy of sorts. It's like you get a brand new white tee, you wear it once, and then once you wash it, it fades away a little bit.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
This is exactly what it looks like to me. I don't have anything really against it. Would I have loved to see the middle of the shoe where the Nike check is placed a little bit something? Yeah, because I feel like it's a lot. A lot as in like there's so much space there. I wish they would have did a little bit more, but then again, it's like what color or what do you actually do in that mid area, because you don't want to make the shoe look 10 times as hideous. Just like, you know, I bite myself all the time because I said the coronavirus ones were the ugliest shoe of all time, but then once I had them in hand and looked at them, I was like, wow, these are really nice, these are really dope.
I love how I knew you were going to backtrack on that one. I could just see that one coming. I still stand by it. I can't stand them, but I knew you were going to backtrack on those. The second I saw those, I knew. I could just feel it.
I mean, I feel like it was a kind of like a general release for those as well. You know what I think is going to be a general release, and I think everybody's going to be able to cop, hopefully, is what I'm hoping, because I think this is going to be super dope, is those patent leather golden black ones. I think those are going to be super fire.
I can't see those being general release. Those are going to be such like sought after.
I think
feel like those are going to be so hard to get. Now, I don't know. I'm not speaking from knowledge.
Yeah.
But I get the feeling that those are going to be really, really hard to get.
I mean,
patent leather is always popular, though.
They might be really hard to get, as well as like the Heineken ones is what I'm going to call the next one. I think those two in themselves are probably going to be the hardest. And the reason why I think the Heineken ones are going to be the hardest is because obviously anybody that's an SB fan, I'm more than likely thinking people are going to resell these. And majority of the people who love the Heineken SBs are going to cop these. And I can't wait to see it. I hope I get a pair because it reminds me of the SB. But I mean, out of this lineup, what do you consider being your number one?
Well, that's hard. I think I like, I guess.
He said, I think I like, wait a minute. Let me double check to make sure.
It's hard. I mean, I guess the Court Purple 3s are probably going to be a number one. I don't think there's anything even remotely close to it. I think if there was anything in second, it would probably be maybe the black and gold. But let's keep going through it. What are your favorites? And then I want to keep going through because I feel like I kind of have feelings on all of them.
So I'll go through the list and give my little gist of what I think about the shoe. So the first one that I'm looking at, and I'm on the Nike page, by the way, shout out to Nike. The first one that they have on their page is, I call these the lower version of the Derek Jeter ones. Even though it was Derek Jeter, you know, he had like the low 11s. But the ones themselves, this is what I'm considering it. The Silver Surfer ones that released have the same tongue as these ones. And I think the tongue is what really kills the shoe for me. I'm not really a big fan, and I'm not really that big of a fan of the metallic swoosh on the side. The shoe colorway with that mid, I guess you could call it like a midnight navy, I think that's pretty dope. obviously, and I can't wait to see what customizers are going to do with it. As for the Heineken ones, I already told you guys, these are something that I'm going to definitely want to get. I think they're super dope, super fire. You can't really go wrong with this shoe. If it is the same material as the green ones that dropped, I call them the Celtic green ones that dropped, like the green and black. If they're the same type of material, I wish they would have used a tougher material, because I feel like the creasing and stuff like that is going to be super easy on these. The third one, we both, you know, you're not too big of a fan of the Mocha, but I do agree a lot of people that weren't able to hit on the Travis Scotts are definitely going to go after these. These are going to resell for buku amount of money. I know that for a fact, just because
it's even in the 400 to 500 range.
Oh yeah. With the hands down. And if it doesn't do that right away, it's going to do that, you know, progressively, like it's going to go through. The next one is the gold and black patent leather ones that are going to drop. And man, I don't know. I think it's just the black with the little, you know, the little tone of gold on the swoosh and, you know, on the kind of like the heel and the ankle. I think that's super fire, super simple, straight to the point. Not necessarily paying a lot of attention to detail, but something this simple coming out this fire, I think is super dope. The threes, I know a lot of people are going to go for these because, oh, Laker this, Laker that. You can't really go wrong with these. I know the inside of the tongue itself is red. I don't think they should have went with a red inside, but that's just me personally, because you have the black, you have the concrete, you have the purple. So why not, you know, match that on the inside of the tongue of the shoe? Because obviously during the summertime, when people do want to wear these, you know, you'll be able to see that because of the tongue, you know, and things of that sort. But I guarantee someone's going to come up with some type of Laker colorway for this as customizing goes. As for the, oh man.
As well, the hard thing. So let's talk about that real quick. Yeah. That one is only going to be releasing outside North America.
What?
Yeah, so that is going to make that even harder to get. That's not going to be a U.S. drop.
Oh, no, they playing too many games with me right now.
So that price is only going to get higher.
Okay.
But that the hard thing with that is that, so all the threes that I've liked this year, they have been within reach, because the last pair I liked only went up to women's 12, so that didn't fit me. And these ones are going to be outside North America. And I love threes, but these, I think that's a big thing to note, because nobody's going to be able to get these.
That's wild.
I think so. That is definitely going to make it really difficult. I think a lot of people are sleeping on the fact that they don't notice that is an exclusive outside of North America.
Yeah, I really think a lot of people think that they're going to release within North America, and sadly but surely it's not. So that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, so those, I mean, they'll still drop, but they're going to, and they could eventually get a stateside release, a North American release, but you just don't know. It could, because, I mean, look at the Royal, you know, the what is it? What are they called? The Dark Hyper Royal? What are those? Jordan 3s?
The Hyper Royals?
The ones that you have, the blue ones.
Oh, the the Royal Blues. Yeah.
I don't know what the official name is, but yeah. Those started out in Europe and they came over here.
Yeah. I actually never saw a pair land in North America, to be honest with you.
It hasn't released yet.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay.
I believe it's the beginning of October. But that date has changed so many times.
Yeah.
It's getting hard to keep up.
And as a sneakerhead, a lot of people say this all the time, and I totally agree, which I'm stupid for not knowing, is if you're ever going for anything outside of North America, please know your shoe size in the UK size. Because I made the mistake of thinking, not remembering what side I was on, and just going for an 8.5, and an 8.5 turned out to be not my size. So So next time you guys think about going on a website that's outside of North America, make sure you know your UK size and your woman's size. And obviously you already know your US size, but just remember that so you don't end up like me having to sell a pair of sneakers that you didn't want to sell because you thought you got the right size.
Learn, kids, stay in school. So that's a sad, tragic story. Those are going to be hard to get. Those are the ones that I really want too. So it's not ideal. We've talked about the What the Fives before. They're not anything to me. I'm getting What the Overload.
What the Overload?
I'm sick of it.
Mm-mm.
I don't need it anymore. I'm really amped that the only one that I feel like now that I would have a chance to go for stateside is the patent leather, because I've never been able to get a patent leather one. Those just automatically sell for a lot of money. Patent leather just always sells, but they're always extreme. I'm taking the under on you. I know you're saying those are probably going to be like a big GR. And, like, they are going to be a general release, but I think the stock numbers are going to be really low.
No, yeah,
I don't think that a lot of people are going to get them. I bet you there'll be more Lucky Greens, the Heineken colorway, than there will be the patent leather. I think patent leather will be really hard. But then there's this four that I don't even really know what to call it. I don't even know what the official name is. The one that kind of looks like a star, like Starry Night type thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what the actual name of it is. It's like a combination of canvas and twill materials.
I was going to say it's kind of like a denim.
But it's like patch. They call it like patchwork, but it doesn't have like a name. This is what Nike says. They said it's built of beautiful prints and textures inspired by Japanese craft work and design. The model releases outside again of North America. So then I guess the question is what are we actually getting?
Right. Like, I'm assuming what is the North America?
The patent leather one. The brown, the dark mocha is coming in men's in grade school in North America. The Jordan 1 High OG is going to be a woman's exclusive. That's the Lucky Green.
Okay.
The what you call the Jeter.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be global release. And the other one is the patent leather is going to be men's in grade school. So that is going to get a full, we'll get a release. So that's good. At least we have a chance at that one.
Right.
But I just love the patent leather. I think it's always a great look. I think it's pretty cool. I like it because it's kind of unique. I think we probably subconsciously like it because it reminds us of a Jordan 11. Because I think in everybody's mind, when you think of, for most people, maybe I'm just generalizing. But when I think of patent leather, I think of Jordan 11. Like, there's nothing else I think about. I just think of
Jordan 11. Yeah, that's hands down, because I don't think the majority of Jordan 11s have patent leather on them. Like, all of them. I haven't seen, I don't
know. No, there is a couple that don't.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, all of them are patent leather, but majority of the stock of Jordan 11s that have released have patent leather on them.
Yeah, I mean, they have that pure platinum, and that's like a suede, and that's pure doo-doo to me. I have a very hard time. I like when people try to get creative, but if you're going to try to go creative with one of the greatest silhouettes of all time, you know, make it stick. I wasn't feeling it, and maybe it's just me, but that wasn't one for me.
You know what's not for me? What they can keep, which I'm gonna go ahead and retract. I think I'm retracting because they're only showing one shoe and not the yellow shoe, but the What the Fives are growing on me a little bit.
My God, I'm not retracting at all. I hate those things. But they are hideous.
What they can completely keep are these 8s, these 12s, and the 13. The 13, I know you like. I know that for a fact.
No, I to be honest, they don't do anything for me.
Really?
I think so. For anybody that hasn't seen it, the 13 is a Hyper Royal. It's got that blue suede throughout, very similar to some of the other silhouettes they've done on 13s. The 12 is what they're calling the reverse flu game, aka the reverse food poisoning. That one doesn't do anything for me either. And then there's the 12 that's they're calling it the Concord, which I'm not entirely sure why, because it's black, it's purple. So that doesn't really make much sense to me. And then there's the 8, but the 8 is a woman's exclusive.
Okay.
So that one is strictly a woman's, but I'm surprised you hate this one, because I think it's actually, I mean, I think the 8s are very much slept on. They're a unique style, and people who like 8s, they love 8s. But this one, it's got this burgundy colorway, and it's very simple to me. Like, I'm okay with it. I think I feel like for a lot of parts, 8s are very flashy. You see a lot of bright colors, a lot of things, but this is very subtle. Like, if I was going to get an 8, I'd probably want this.
Okay.
I actually am okay with this. It's just, I like to see it where it's just very kind of, it focuses more on the shoe. I think the 8 is a really cool shoe.
No, don't get me wrong. 8s are phenomenal. I think they're really unique. It brings back that strap over piece.
It's very much like a 6, but yeah. The strap over piece, and there's a little extra functionality, but there's a lot of it. When I look at an 8, I see a lot of the 6.
That's true. I'll agree with you on that one. I think majority of 8s are just slept on in general, and I don't think they get a lot of light, because I don't see a lot of 8s releasing as they did back then when I was obviously younger. But now, do I think that they're going to bring back 8s full force? Probably not. I think they'll throw in one or two here
eights
and there.
8s and 9s are always here and there.
Always.
There's not a lot of love for 8s and 9s, which is actually surprising, because I feel like the 9 is kind of, it's actually kind of a decent shoe. I actually wouldn't mind a pair.
Right.
But I feel like it's kind of slept on just because it's attached to the, I think it's still loosely just attached to the baseball year. And I think people are just, I think there's probably a lot of people who are just salty MJ left for a year or two, you know? So it doesn't get a ton of love. And yes, he did, you know, play a little bit in them, but it's just, it was an unremarkable time. So I think that's why people don't really love it. But I do like that they are dropping 2 12s. I think the 12 is kind of it's a staple shoe. It's a really good shoe. And if I was going to pick one, I would pick what they're calling the Concord, the one that's got the dark purple. I would pick that one over the reverse flu game. I like the flu games, but I think I like it because it's more of the story. I don't think I like... I think that's one of the instances where I'm not sure I love the shoe because it's the shoe. I think I love the shoe because of the story.
Okay.
I think it's more of like an emotional attachment than an actual like of the shoe.
And I mean, that doesn't go for a lot of shoes, you know what I mean? There's not really a lot of... I mean, you'll have emotional attachment to some of these shoes, obviously, for personal reasons, but majority of Jordan shoes have a story behind it, you know what I mean?
And I think that one especially, like the flu game, like it's not like my favorite. First of all, the 12 is not my favorite shoe. I mean, I own 12s and I like 12s. I have multiple pairs of 12s. But I'm very simple. I only have, you know, I have the game Royals and I have the wool ones, which I believe the wools were like the most slept on 12.
Oh, hands down.
Of all time. I don't know why people slept on those. I thought they were so clean. They look awesome. Maybe it's because they're definitely like, they have a feel of like a New York, Boston, Chicago. Like they have like a, almost like a winter feel.
Right.
You know, any place that gets like a major winter, you know, New Jersey, like a lot of those places, it's just Philadelphia. It has that winter vibe. Like I wear those in the winter. I crep the heck out of them. Although those things got sprayed so much, nothing's sticking to those puppies, and they actually do clean pretty easily.
Shout out to Crep.
But they actually have a winterized 12, which they don't make a lot of winterized shoes, but they have a winterized 12. I think the outside's like Gore-Tex.
I mean, they did a winterized, well, they called it winterized. I don't know if it was, I don't know if it was really winterized, but it kind of looked like it.
Yeah. So, but the 12 I liked. So that's the gist of all of them. The what does you're totally going to end up buying. I personally probably will only go after the patent leather, my guess, because I can't get the threes.
Okay.
So I think, like, that's the biggest thing. And then, you know, the other thing to consider is the fire red Jordan 4 that is supposedly coming. I don't know dates on that, but there's rumors that that's apparently coming too.
I'm just not a big fan of that shoe. And I've seen a lot of, like, talk on Twitter about it and on Instagram of people posting it. And I'm just not a big fan of it. I just don't know why. I think
that feels like a Cyber Monday drop.
Yeah, it just doesn't. I don't know. For me personally, I just don't think it sits well for me. Go for it. Obviously, you like what you like. I'm not bashing anybody over the head about it. You like what you like. You're always going to go for what you like. And if you cop, you're going to talk about it. But for me personally, in my personal opinion, what I like is what I like. And these is not what I like.
Thank you for that. That was a very philosophical thought. I'm not personally a fan of the Fire Reds. But even when they talked about it, it's one of those ones where I can't really tell if it's end up going to be holiday, or it's one of those ones where they're just going to release it in January, or, like, they say holiday, but it feels like a shoe that's going to be for All-Star Weekend.
They say holiday, and then you're like, what holiday? What holiday are we speaking about?
No, but here's my reason. I don't think this was originally going to be a holiday release, but because the NBA is probably not going to have their All-Star game in February, they had to alter the schedule because they're not going to have the traditional All-Star game drops.
That's true.
Because if they restart the season in December, hypothetically, you're looking at maybe April for All-Star Weekend, which is right at the start of summer, which would throw off all of their release schedule. So I'm wondering if that was supposed to be, because an OG 4 seems like a headliner for All-Star Weekend, personally.
That is correct.
So my thought is that was not supposed to be an original. My thought was original Cyber Monday was supposed to be the patent leather one. And then it still could be, but my thought is the Fire Red 4 is probably now going to be Cyber Monday. But it was originally for All-Star Weekend. It just has that feel. Like, that's right around the time. That's the same time we had the Black Cement 3s. We had, you know, we had the 4s. Was it the 4s this year, right? Around All-Star Weekend?
Yep.
So it just seems right that that's what it would have been. I don't know. That's just my hot take, but I don't think this was originally supposed to be part of the holidays.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And
but here's the other thing, though. They talk about the 2020 calendar, but there's not one mention of the 11. Did you notice that? Even on Nike's actual page, and they call it the Jordan Brand Holiday Retro Releases. And yet there's not one mention of the 11.
And you have to have the 11 in the holiday drop.
But we know it's coming.
Yeah.
We've seen it 100 times. So what's the point of not releasing it? Everybody knows it's coming.
Yeah. I don't think personally they did that on purpose. At least in my personal opinion, I think that
You think they left it out on purpose or not on purpose?
Not on purpose. And if they did, maybe they have something else going up their sleeve. I just think personally, they will be doing some type of marketing for this Jordan 11, hands down. I know that for a fact they have.
But they don't. It's also the 25th anniversary. Why wouldn't you start talking about it now?
Like you said, there's a lot of stuff that they have to catch up on because of this whole coronavirus nonsense outside.
But you know, every year you get an 11.
Yeah.
They do it every year. So why not talk about it? It's not going to get bumped. We already know the official day. I believe it's like the 12th or something. Like, it's not like it's uncommon knowledge.
What we gotta do is hit up our Eakin, Chris.
Oh, he can't tell us those things. These are the things you just gotta make up random guesses.
No, that's a fact. But I mean, he can tell us. We just can't tell the whole world.
So what good is that? I don't need. There's already enough crap in my head, anyways. I don't need to know that. Oh. I honestly don't want to know things I'm not supposed to know, because then there's less stress. I don't want to have to like think about what I have to say.
No, that's true.
I don't want insider knowledge. I don't want that nonsense. It's just more things I have to think about.
He's like, I don't want this blessing. What?
No, it's true though, because then you have to think about everything you say. You have to be on your toes. I can just blurt out whatever I'm thinking, because it's not like I know anything. I don't know anything proprietary.
That's true. That's a fact.
All right. Well, I lied about that. I know some things about the spring.
Yeah, exactly. See, all right. Only lying to the people. I'm over here vouching for you that you for the people, or you lied to the people.
I know two things. That's it. And that I can live with, because, to be honest, I already kind of forgot most of what I was told anyways. I don't really listen fully anyways. But I don't really want to know all that stuff. I know, like, some people love it. Like, it's, like, their thing, and they want to, like, be in the know and have the information. You know, knowledge is power. I don't want it. I don't want that. I just want to just give my thoughts on things when I see it.
No.
To be honest, I value the history more than I value knowing what's happening in the future. True. I enjoy the what came to be more than I like the, oh, well, this is coming out. Yo, I know, I talked to Joe over in accounting and he said that we got this. It's like, I don't care. I don't like it. It seems like a lot of work. Like, I feel like if I would be the world's worst reporter, like, you know, you have to kind of like sniff out stories.
Yeah.
I would give up after like a week. No. I'd be like, it's too much work, too much effort.
So a little thing that I wanted to throw in there, since we talked about this whole holiday collection, something that's not in the holiday collection, which I think we need to start bringing back: worst of the week, worst of the month, worst of the year, or the list worst of the year, which we'll do at the end of the year, obviously. You know,
oh, we always do the worst of the year.
Yeah, exactly. So the latest news, which was posted probably like an hour and a half ago, shout out to Shoe Collector, are these inverted Celtics SB. And when I tell you I thought I have seen it all, I have not seen nothing yet. When I tell you I thought no one can create a hideous shoe, I have bitten my tongue again. This is a complete lie. This shoe, I do not understand the purpose behind it. And apparently, like the name suggests, the offerings that takes after like the Celtics colorway scheme. But it's like, why would you want to put a Celtics colorway with a pink and black colorway? It makes no sense to me whatsoever. And it's supposed to be dropping in October. But if I had to sit here and tell you SBs will never sit, I have to tell you right now, personally, this SB is going to sit. There's no rhyme or reason. Well, except for skaters, you know, skaters, if they'll probably get a luckier chance on copping these, because I don't see anyone copping these for resale. Like, for what? What reason? What benefit? Yeah, I don't think you're going to make any money. Well, some people, they sell shoes, they make $20 here, $30 there, whatever. I wouldn't even pay retail for this. I would not pay retail for this. Why would you put a Celtics colorway on the inside of the shoe? Like, it's on the outside, but like, it's on the inside outside of the shoe, if that makes any sense. Probably doesn't, but you guys know what I mean.
That was verbal diarrhea. That made absolutely no sense. It's on the inside outside. Like, can you imagine being in the car and listening to that? It's on the inside outside, sideways, inverted. I would probably have to pull over. I'd be confused.
That's like the commentators in the basketball game when you were talking about, like, they make up all random things, like first rookie basketball player to play quarterback out of Wisconsin and scored 34 points in a basketball game. Like, what?
No, I love, like, the other day, this cracks me up. They were talking about Tyler Hero, because he's like 20 years old. And if they said it once, they said it 100 times. And they're just like, and Tyler Hero is the youngest player to do over 20 points in under 20 minutes while only in his first or second playoff game that happened on a Wednesday that was followed by Labor Day.
I'm like, followed by the shortage of pumpkin spice.
Yeah, and I'm like sitting there and I'm like, and they're like, you only had one pump of nutmeg. I'm like, this needs to, like, Van Gundy just needs to stop. If I hear this kid's 20 one more time, I'm going to crap myself. I don't care how old you are. You score points, you win the game, that's it. No, I don't care if you're 50 or 20. Your age has nothing to do with your performance.
Nah, but the man had, hands down, that man had a phenomenal game. Phenomenal game.
So back to this dunk. So let me try to articulate this. It's got every material known to man. I do not understand why it's so. Here's the few things. So it's got a suede. It's got like a black suede toe box, and then it's got like a ruffled, probably a suede for the rest of it. The Nike check is all this like ruffled. It's almost like you took sandpaper to suede and made it rough.
Right.
And then the inside is green leather with a white undertone and green Nike check. And you don't really get a chance to see the inside of the shoe. There's not like a – I mean, you do, but it's kind of hard to – it looks like it's just basic pink insole. So Johnny hates this immensely. Do I like it? Not really. Do I think it's creative? Yeah, I think you had to – it's different, and I'm sure it's for some people. I don't like where they're just throwing – it's invert Celtics, because this has nothing to do with the Celtics. They're just throwing names out there, and I don't believe that – I have a hard time believing that's actually the official name, because it just doesn't have – this has nothing to do with the Celtics. My other thought is SBs – are not going to sit no matter what this year. Somebody could literally put a giant poop emoji on an SB dunk and it would sell out instantly. It does not matter what you do, because it showed that Biohack was ridiculous, and yet people love that shoe.
That's true.
And that's not an SB, that's a Jordan 1, but it's to the point of Jordan 1s and SB Dunks, they have the same level of anticipation right now. People are and that's crazy to think that people are acting the same way over an SB Dunk that they would over a Jordan 1 right now. That's insane. But I've always been an SB guy. I've loved him since I was a kid. I was that random white kid who skateboarded who was just not very good. But it didn't matter. I loved the shoes, so... You know, it was a great time. I mean, I beat the crap out of it. I bet you, and to be honest, probably the ones I had were worth nothing. They were just basic. I used to get like all blue or like black. Like they weren't like, and they were also very easy to come by. It's not like it was hard. Would I wear these? They're not my thing. If they were gifted to me, yeah, I'd throw them on for the heck of it. But they're trying something, but they're going to sell out anyways. I bet you these things go for resale $300. They're going to sell out instantly. It is the year of the SB and the year of the dunk.
True, when you look at it.
I mean, everything is selling out. It doesn't matter what it is. And everything is impossible to get. So I believe these are going to sell out. But one more thing I want to talk about is the announcement of the official look of the 35.
Okay.
I already know how you feel about it, so I'll just let you get right into it. What are your thoughts on the 35?
I mean...
Well, you're taking a lot longer, because when I when I texted you, your response came back in under 1 second.
I was like, this man really wants to talk about a 35. Man, the concept photo, or the photo of the first one that's going to drop, reminds me of like Toy Story, the villain in Toy Story. I forgot his name. It reminds me of him. I think
Zord.
Yeah, I was going to say Zim, but I think I was thinking Zim because of Invader Zim, but Zord, it reminds
Zorb me of, like, or Zord or something like that. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it reminds
Emperor or something. Yeah.
Yeah, it reminds me of his like outfit colorway, and I'm not really. I feel like the upper on this is a lower version. It's like a Jordan 5 low. That's what the upper looks like, just because of the bubble on the back. And then
it's supposed to. It takes every year they've been trying to take pieces from the prior number. So like 31 took pieces from the 1, 32 took pieces from the 2, and so on and so forth.
Me personally, I think these are I can't even find the words. And you know me, if I can't find the words, that's how you know these things are garbo. These things need to be recyclable. That's what they need to be. You wear them, and then you can recycle them and get your money back. Because these, nah, I'm good. I'm all the way good. I'm, you know, you like what you like. If people like it, hey, go for it. If you can rock it, I know some people that wear shoes that I know that I can't rock and I don't really like, and some people pull off outfits really well with certain shoes. But for this, nah, I'm good. Have a good night.
See, I'm actually a fan of it. And I'm kind of like a geek in a sense that I really like the technology behind it. I like everything that kind of goes into it. But these I don't hate as much as you do. They have like a very, first of all the number Jordans that, like, you know, people kind of sleep on. We spend a lot of time talking about the low number Jordans, but for balling in, I absolutely love the high number Jordans. I haven't had a bad one in years. Their on-court play is fantastic, especially for guys who are far, far past their prime, like myself. But they look like an extremely comfortable shoe. They look, in a weird way, I mean, they're throwing a lot of crazy colors out, but they look simple. They're trying to do too much. It doesn't feel like they're trying to do too much. And I kind of like that. And I like that they've been doing that since, you know, like 28, 29. They're not going crazy. They're just making the technology better to give you a better performance. While still, aesthetically, in my opinion, making it a decent looking shoe. There's a few of these that I would 100% wear. I would wear they're coming out with a Fragment one, which I'm sure people are going to freak out about. But I think the DNA one looks good. That's kind of a white and black. They're coming out with a Warrior one. Kind of looks like a bread. I'm okay with. And they're coming out with a Morpho one, which has like kind of a teal baby blue bottom and like a white top and white and black top. I'm okay with those. Like I don't really have like the visceral reaction like you do.
Okay.
But you know, I think I'm kind of into them. I would totally wear these. And to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if I, you know, eventually cop a pair, you know, if I get it at like a discount or something, like an on sale pair, I would totally buy it.
So you wouldn't pay, because you know retail is probably going to be that 220 price point, hands down.
I don't think it'll be that high. These ones are never usually 220, because they're not going to charge you more than what the LeBrons cost, and they're not going to charge you more than retro Jordans.
Okay.
I don't see them going at the 220 mark. I see these being, I don't know, somewhere between, you know, 160 and 190, if I had to guess.
Okay.
And I'm sure there's probably already numbers out there. I'm sure you could probably already find out the official numbers. I know, like, right now, I think the 34s are 165, I believe. So I have a feeling it's going to be right on par with that. But
I mean, if I had to choose, really, don't mean to cut you off, but if I had to choose, I would probably see how the red and blacks would fit on my feet, which
I don't think they would look bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm excited for it. I just like trying them on. I like seeing the new technology. I think there's certain shoes I wear just for looks. And then these ones, I like to see what goes into it. Like the innovation. I think that's kind of the stuff that intrigues me. So, you know, stay tuned. Once we can get a pair, you know, we'll probably, you know, any of the stores that listen or any of our buddies, if you're listening, just to send us a pair just to like see and just like, you know, t- test pair. Maybe we can talk to Chris. Maybe he has a test pair we can see. I'd like to see what they're like. So, yeah, I mean, there's lots coming out for the holidays. We wanted to make sure we gave everything. But, you know, we appreciate everybody coming back. And, you know, Johnny, where can everybody find you?
Man, you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Johnny Sneaks. I'm more or less on Instagram more frequent. Twitter, I check here and there, but you guys can always interact with us, just like we had a active listener interact with us yesterday. And Matt, my brother, Mr. 35, 34 himself, what we looking at? Where are we finding you?
You can always find me at I Am Matt Roach on Twitter and Instagram. And I usually do that so I don't forget my name. You know, and you can either send us through hashtag Sneaker Closet Pod. We'll always respond to messages. And, you know, if you get a chance, you know, subscribe, like, review. It really does mean a lot. We appreciate everybody. It's been a really fun journey. So, you know, this is episode, was it 60-something we've already done? So
yeah, man.
It's coming along quickly. So we appreciate everybody. We couldn't do it without you. And catch you guys next week. Peace.